team right now. 3 wins out of 4, and you seem to be on the top of your game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've been playing a lot simpler and, you know, a lot better lately. You know, it seems like, you know, we come ready to play out of the gates and we're having better starts. And, you know, it just seems like we're doing, you know, all the little things a lot better right now.
We heard the word trust come up a lot, really going back to training camp. How tough is it to trust that you're doing things right as a team when the score doesn't look that way, like last night, for example?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there were some mistakes. I mean, the game wasn't perfect, but, you know, you got to look at all the positive things that happened. I mean, we did make a couple mistakes, and they took advantage of that, but, you know, we stuck with it, and, you know, we were down by 2 goals twice last night, and we kept in the game and fought our way back, and we did a lot of good things. I mean, the mistakes we can fix, but, you know, we showed a lot of, you know, a lot of tenacity to come back in a game like that.
I talked to you a little bit a while back about leadership, and you said, you know, you're not the type to say a whole bunch, but if you can lead by example, you will. Do you feel like you're kind of, I don't want to say it's all on your back, but do you feel like you're trying to set a tone for the group?
I mean, I'm trying to do what I can. I mean, you know, the biggest thing for me is trying to be consistent every night and, you know, try and limit the off games, the off nights. And, you know, if I got to lead by just working hard or, you know, trying to stay positive with the guys, and that's what I'll do. And, you know, I can't really worry about my own game. Got to kind of, you know, just worry about doing the right things.
What's the key to consistency for you?
I think it's not really, you know, scoring or getting points. It's just, you know, how I work. I mean, I get a lot of my chances off trying to work hard and trying to, you know, be the first to puck and things like that. And, you know, when things are going well, you know, we're getting chances even if we're not scoring. And it's when we're not, you know, getting those shots and getting those chances and when we need to worry. So, I mean, right now we're getting quite a few chances, so things are going well.
What's it going to take to beat Detroit?
I think, you know, we kind of got to play them the same way we did last time. I mean, can't really give their top guys too much respect. And, you know, we can't take too many penalties against them because they got a great power play. And, you know, we got to be pretty disciplined and, you know, keep the game simple.
I guess you saw a lot of Logan Couture's line last night. Is there a confidence that comes from facing those good lines and having success?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge every night. It seems like we're playing against the other team's, you know, top lines, and, you know, it's a challenge to shut them down, and it's also a challenge to try and create offense when you're out there against them. And when you have a night like last night where you're successful, I mean, it definitely feels pretty good. I mean, you know, there were some times last night where we probably, you know, we're a little too loose, but, you know, we managed to stay with it and got some goals of our own.
Last night it seemed like you were a little bit more free to shoot the puck. Have the coaches told you to maybe pull the trigger a little bit more?
No, they haven't told me anything, but, you know, it's just when things are going well and things are going in for you, you know, I think you tend to shoot more and try and get more pucks to the net. I mean, I think our whole line was shooting the puck a lot last night, and, you know, I think Laddie had 5 shots and Wheels had 6, so, I mean, you know, when things are going well, you're just trying to put a lot of pucks to the net, and because good things are happening, so that's what we're doing.
It seems like the last couple of games, you guys have been up in that 40-shot range. Is that a systemic thing, something you guys are trying for, or is that just a result of having good sustained pressure?
I mean, it's something I think Claude's been trying to, you know, get on us about since the start of the season, is putting a lot of pucks to the net. I mean, we're not one of those teams that's going to go out and, you know, make, you know, pretty plays and, you know, trying dipsy doodle. I mean, he doesn't want that, and we know that doesn't work all the time. So we're just trying to put as many pucks in it as we can, and you know, see what happens, and try and get traffic there. So I mean, it's working right now.
When that does happen, does that generally work to frustrate goaltenders in particular?
Yeah, I mean, and it's also just, you know, the more shots you have on that, the better chance, you know, something good's gonna happen. And you know, even if, you know, it's kind of a bad angle and there's guys in front, I mean, you know, we're not looking for the pretty goals right now. We're just looking to get some traffic and get some ugly ones. So, I mean, we're just trying to put a lot of pucks there.
Following that line, you guys have scored a lot more goals in 2 of the last 3 games, too, and the shots are coming, too. Has there been a conscious decision to open it up or something? Or?
You know, I don't think we want to play that, you know, that open. You know, it's definitely good offensively when pucks are going in and we're getting a lot of shots on net, but at the same time, we don't want to be giving up 4 or 5 goals a game. I know we definitely want to, you know, cut down on the mistakes like we gave up last night. But, you know, at the same time, our offense has been going pretty well, too.
And when you're as hot as you are, what's it like?
You know, it's definitely good for the confidence. I mean, like I said, you know, it seems like everything is going in right now, and everything that that we touch is finding a way in the net. So, I mean, when that's going going well for you, I mean, you know, everyone's confidence is pretty high. So, I mean, it helps, definitely helps the line.
Yours particularly.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, last year it was kind of the opposite. I mean, I was, couldn't find the back of the net, but, you know, everything I passed got through. And, you know, this year it's kind of been like everything I shoot is, you know, somehow finding its way in.
When's the last time you would have had this many goals after this many games, you think?
I have no idea. Maybe 4 years ago or so when I had 31, but, you know, even then you can't really compare. I mean, that year I was getting a ton of power play goals, so, I mean, I'm getting a lot of even strength and shorthanded goals this year.
Yeah. Off to your best start ever?
I don't know. I don't know what I was after 18 or 19 games that year, so I don't know.
Maybe numbers aside, do you feel most comfortable right now as far as your start goes?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we can't really get satisfied. I mean, some guys have been having hot starts, and, you know, I'm not really satisfied until we kind of get in a better positions in the standings. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is trying to get the points for the team and, you know, trying to climb our way back up at the standings, and that's kind of what we're focused on.
Thanks, Brad.